I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, August 21st. Well, Massachusetts' highest court denying Quincy's bid to restart work installing statues of two Catholic saints on the city's new public safety headquarters amid a lawsuit. The Supreme Court yesterday denied the city's motion to dismiss a lawsuit filed by a group of taxpayers backed by the American Civil Liberties Union of Massachusetts, citing the separation of church and state. The court also upheld a lower court's order preventing Quincy from putting the statues on the facade of the $170 million Quincy Public Safety Headquarters while the lawsuit moves forward. Writing for the court, Justice Scott Kafker said in the ruling that the plaintiffs have demonstrated a reasonable likelihood that the city has violated important constitutional rights and has spent and plans to continue to spend taxpayer dollars in violation of those rights that will not be recoverable. The city has insisted that the figures of St. Michael, the Archangel, and St. Florian, commissioned for the new building, have been used by police and fire departments, respectively, as symbols of professional ideals. The ACLU of Massachusetts described it as a landmark ruling and shared statements from two of the Quincy residents who brought the lawsuit. David Reich said in a statement, the court's wise decision cast doubt on the profoundly un-American idea that Quincy city government can spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on massive religious statuary and then affix it to the front of the public safety building where it would loom above citizens using the main entrance. The city released a statement saying Quincy's firefighters and police put their lives on the line for the city every day, and the statues were chosen to honor their bravery, service, and sacrifice. The decision is disappointing, but it is preliminary. The city says they will continue to fight for the ability to commemorate first responders as the law permits. Quincy's lead attorney, Joe Davis, a senior counsel at prominent religious liberty-promoting legal group Beckett, also noted that the statue lawsuit continues. He says the city should not have to hide public art simply because some people may think of religion when they see it. The case was initially heard in Norfolk Superior Court before Judge William Sullivan, who's been presiding over the Lindsay Clancy murder trial. It now reverts back to Norfolk Superior Court for the constitutionality question. Well, a record-breaking number of students have signed up to play football for the Quincy High School Presidents this season. Head coach Ed DeWitt says 95 players have officially registered and received their equipment, and that the numbers are still growing. DeWitt said the historic turnout reflects an extraordinary wave of enthusiasm, dedication, and school spirit, and helps build lifelong bonds among teammates. In contrast, enrollment in the North Quincy High School Raiders football program has been steadily declining. School committeeman Paul Bergoli has suggested that the Quincy and North Quincy programs may need to be combined. Construction on the new Squantum School in Quincy may cause some disruptions at the adjacent playgrounds. The latest construction update says the existing retaining walls next to the playground need to be replaced because the new Winslow Road connection between Mayflower Road and Standish Road will be constructed at a lower elevation than the existing bottom of the wall. A new cast-in-place concrete retaining wall will be installed as part of the work. Officials say the brick pavers containing community members' names will be preserved and then reinstalled when the new wall is complete. The fence along the top of the retaining wall will also be replaced. Officials say the playground will remain open during the work. However, there may be some temporary inconvenience. Early in-person voting for the September 1st state primary election begins in Quincy tomorrow. Voters may cast ballots at City Hall tomorrow and Sunday from 8:30 to 2:30, and then next Monday through Friday at City Hall from 8:30 to 4:30. Tomorrow is also the last day to register to vote in the September 1st primary, and voter registration will run tomorrow from 8:30 to 5 at City Hall. Next Tuesday is the last day to request a mail-in ballot for the September 1st primary. City Clerk Nicole Crispo says that's proving to be a very popular option this year, with over 7,000 mail-in ballots requested. The polls will be open on September 1st from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. at all 31 precincts in Quincy, and Crispo's predicting a 20-25% voter turnout. Well, a man is facing multiple charges in connection with a possible kidnapping in Boston that ended up with a vehicle stop in Milton yesterday afternoon. Boston police got a 911 call about 3 p.m. reporting a kidnapping at 555 Talbot Avenue. Ring camera video showed a woman who could be heard screaming, "Call the police, he's trying to kidnap me." The car sped off, prompting a high-speed police chase through Dorchester, the Blue Hills Reservation, onto the expressway, and into a quiet neighborhood in Milton. According to authorities, the woman of the car made gestures to indicate she needed help multiple times during the chase. The car was safely stopped at the intersection of Adams Street and Elliott Street at about 4 p.m. According to Milton police, a 24-year-old Easton man was arrested and will face multiple motor vehicle charges in their town. The initial incident in Boston remains under investigation. Police have not released the name of the suspect. The victim in the car was evaluated by Coastal Ambulance. No further information was available. A worker plummeted 20 feet down a manhole in Holbrook yesterday morning, prompting a lengthy rescue operation. Emergency crews responding to a call for an injured worker at the Brookville pumping station just before 10 a.m. found the victim at the bottom of a manhole. The fire chief identified the victim as a Department of Public Works employee, noting that it took crews about 2.5 hours to hoist him to safety. The worker, whose name has not been released, was taken to a local hospital. No word on the extent of his injuries or condition. Officials say the situation required activating the Norfolk County Technical Rescue Team with help from local firefighters, paramedics, and police officers. It was not immediately clear what led to the worker's fall. An investigation is ongoing. Police raided a popular pizza shop in Weymouth, arresting a man who helps manage the business. State police executed a search warrant Tuesday at Denley Gardens Old World Pizza, a family-owned restaurant, after a months-long investigation. The Norfolk County District Attorney's Office said yesterday 50-year-old Jeremy Caruso of Whitman had been arrested on several drug charges. He pleaded not guilty. The DA's office said state police detectives investigated the case for 4 months, establishing probable cause and obtaining warrants to arrest Caruso and search his home, car, and restaurant. Police seized cocaine, ketamine, mushroom bars, Suboxone strips and pills, and THC vape cartridges and edibles. Caruso is facing a charge of trafficking in cocaine, as well as possession with intent to distribute drugs after a search of the restaurant. He is due back in court next month. The business does remain open. Well, hundreds of Lindsey Clancy supporters, many wearing pink clothing emblazoned with phrases such as "Believe," "She needed help," and "Peace for Lindsey," gathered yesterday outside the courthouse where she's on trial in the killings of her three children. Several of the 300 women and a few men said Clancy's story resonated with them. They wanted to raise awareness about how the mental health system treats women. Clancy's lawyer does not dispute that she killed the children, but says she should not be held criminally responsible because she was mentally ill. Yesterday's rally was the first time during the nearly month-long trial that supporters have come out in such large numbers. The women stood silently for more than an hour ahead of yesterday's proceedings, where a chaplain called by the defense testified about visiting Clancy in the hospital after the killings. Toward the end of their rally, supporters formed a circle, said the Lord's Prayer, held up their arms, and formed hearts with their hands. Some held flags from different countries to show that the support for Clancy was global. 36-year-old Clancy has pleaded not guilty to murder charges in the deaths of Callan, Dawson, and Cora Clancy, ranged in age from 8 months to 5 years old. Researchers estimate that postpartum psychosis, which is more serious and less common than postpartum depression, affects 1 to 2 per 1,000 women after delivery. The State Department of Public Health announcing the first human case of West Nile virus in Massachusetts. Officials said the human case was confirmed in a man in his 90s who was exposed in Middlesex County. West Nile virus risk levels have been elevated to moderate in 70 communities in Barnstable, Middlesex, Norfolk, Plymouth, and Worcester counties. The first mosquitoes to test positive for West Nile virus were announced in June. Officials on Wednesday said that Eastern Equine Encephalitis virus was confirmed in 2 mosquito samples collected in Kingston and Plymouth County. No triple E human or animal cases have been reported this year. Well, Democrats yesterday narrowing the list of potential host cities for their 2028 presidential convention to Boston, Denver, and Philadelphia, as their party looks ahead to a wide-open primary to succeed President Trump. Democratic National Committee Chairman Ken Martin said in a statement the cities put forward incredibly strong bids. He promised the convention would be an inspiring celebration of the party's future nominee. A final decision is expected to be made later this year by party leaders. Republicans have already chosen Houston for the site of their 2028 convention. The Democratic convention, scheduled for August 7th through 10th of 2028, traditionally gives the party a chance to formally introduce its nominee to the country, rally the base, and kickstart the most intense period of campaigning ahead of the general election. The three finalists are liberal strongholds surrounded by the type of suburban areas that have become increasingly important to the party in recent elections. They also provide access to fundraising in key demographic and interest groups like labor unions. While Colorado and Massachusetts have gone Democratic in recent presidential elections, Pennsylvania has been among the biggest battlegrounds. Trump, a Republican, won Pennsylvania in 2024. Philadelphia last hosted the convention in 2016, Denver in 2008, Boston in 2004. Gillette has made an early substantial investment in its future Fort Point headquarters, buying the site for $98 million. The 2.4-acre site on A Street in South Boston is only a parking lot today, but it's already received city permitting for a 325,000-square-foot research and development center. Gillette said earlier this year it plans to spend $1 billion on a new building that would keep it in the South Boston neighborhood. Now, Disco Dream with Rudder Crew will perform at the Ruth Gordon Amphitheater in Quincy tonight from 6 to 8 p.m. The show will be a tribute to the late Louise Larea. The Sasha YMCA will host a Germantown Community Field Day Saturday from noon to 3 p.m. at the Snug Harbor Elementary School Playground and Field. All ages are welcome for the free family fun. The Dorothy Quincy Homestead will present The Art of Spinning Saturday from 11 to 3. Zoe Lawson will demonstrate how colonists produce their own textiles. The historic home will also be open for tours. Operation Homefront will present an America 250 celebration on Sunday from 1 to 5 p.m. at the Terrell Room on Quarry Street in Quincy. The event will feature live music, vendors, prizes, and special guests. Donations will support Operation Homefront of Quincy, a nonprofit dedicated to building strong, stable, and secure military and veteran families. Today is the last day of the free lunch program for Quincy residents 18 and under at the Parker Elementary School, Lincoln Hancock School, Ward 2 Community Center, Snug Harbor Elementary School, and the Montclair Elementary School. The meals are available today from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. They must be eaten on site. A check of business news. Stocks retreated. The Dow fell 703 points. The NASDAQ dropped 263, and the S&P lost 66. Asian stocks mostly higher. The dollar fell, the euro rose, oil is up to $93 a barrel. Sports: Red Sox host the San Francisco Giants at Fenway at 7:10. A National Weather Service forecast for today: mostly cloudy and a high of 77 degrees. For tonight, cloudy, a low of 62. Tomorrow, mainly cloudy and a high of 74. Rain moves in for Sunday with off and on showers, a high of 82. And partly cloudy Monday, a high 82. For the boater, waves 2 feet, winds northeast at 10 to 15 with gusts to 20 knots, high tide 6:55 p.m. Sunrise 5:57, sets at 7:36. Traffic note: Four River Bridge scheduled to open at 9 a.m. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Friday, August 21st.